You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. The Courage Project is a national platform launched in the spring of 2025 with an initial $5 million commitment. It is supported by a coalition of philanthropic partners, including the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the McKnight Foundation, Public Welfare Foundation, and many others. The Courage Project distributes awards ranging from $10,000 to $50,000 to honor organizations and individuals who are exhibiting acts of courage and compassion in their communities by helping their neighbors and building bridges across communities. Joining me in the studio is longtime Ashland resident Vanessa Houck. She's one of the 12 recipients announced nationwide on December 9th that they were recipients of the Courage Award. Welcome to the Exchange, Vanessa.
Thank you. Good morning.
So let's start with, how were you notified that you were a recipient of the Courage Award?
I received an email from them, and it was such a surprise. It blew me away.
So how do you feel about that?
You know, I'm really humbled, and I'm very excited for the opportunity just to tell people's stories. You know, it's for me, it's just an opportunity for that. I want people to know about the people that are living outside and that are, you know, at our feet. I want you all to hear about them.
Were you aware that you were nominated for this award?
I was, yeah. Deanne Everson reached out to me from United Way, and she told me she nominated me. She didn't say for what award. She just said, I'm working on something. And then I got that other email saying that I'd won it, and I was like, wow.
Well, Deanne is a pillar in this community. So to be nominated for this award is really meaningful. What is the award? What did you receive?
Well, we've received Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice, the nonprofit that I work through, is receiving $25,000.
Okay.
So that's going to be a phenomenal gift and a boost for our many, many programs.
So tell me about this work that you do.
We have been doing the Ashland Community Piecemeal it's been 10 years. We just celebrated our 10th year. And we are out in the community at one point we were doing meals 5 days a week. Right now we're doing meals 3 days. So we're out there in the park, in Lithia Park, on Thursdays and Fridays. And then we serve in the Ashland Library on Sunday morning. We do a breakfast.
So you're serving meals?
Serving meals, yes.
To the community?
To the community, to anybody who's hungry. We don't have a sign-in sheet. You know, we don't check your income. You're just welcome. Everybody's welcome.
So it's basically a community picnic.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, very much so.
And what kind of meals are they?
Well, for the Thursdays and Friday meals, it's a full dinner. We have everything from, gosh, soup to dessert. I mean, everything's there. We usually have main dishes, meat dishes, vegetarian dishes, and then all the way to desserts. So it's a real full spread. We use these big, long 6-foot tables. So if you can picture 6-foot tables in the park, and we cover them, they're all colorful with tablecloths, so it's a little bit nicer. And then just lined up with food. And then these people, they come and get in line, and we're all together. It's just this phenomenal thing.
And how long have you been doing this?
This is our 10th year. Yeah.
How long have you lived in Ashland?
I've lived in Ashland for, I think it's been 35-ish years.
35 years.
Yeah, 35 years.
What brought you? Tell me your story. What brought you here?
I grew up in Sacramento, and I came here to go to school, to go to SOSC back when it was Southern Oregon State College. So that makes me a little bit old here. And I came pursuing a degree in English, which I actually never finished. I almost finished it, and then I kind of stopped. And I started having my kids and growing my family. And we moved away for a couple years. We lived in Bend, and then we moved back here.
Okay, so SOU brought you here.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
And your love for the community kept you here.
Absolutely, yeah. I always felt like Ashland is such a healing place. At least for me, it's been a healing place over the years. And to be a part of that for other people, that I feel is almost like coming full circle.
Well, tell me about that. I know Ashland is, you know, it's scenic. It's an idyllic place, nestled in the foothills of Mount Ashland and, you know, this beautiful park in the middle of town. It's a very beautiful place to live. But how is it healing?
For me, you know, it you mentioned the hills, and for me, that's absolutely it. My parents, way, way, way back before I ever moved here, we drove past Ashland and through Ashland on the way to Canada, actually, for a family reunion. And I remember seeing those hills, and I just felt there was something about them. It just felt safe. And when I was looking for schools later, many years later, I was looking for, you know, which college did I want to go to? And Ashland came up again, and I remembered how I felt when I saw those hills. And so I came right back here.
My guest is Ashland resident Vanessa Hauck. She's a recipient of the Courage Award, which honors organizations and individuals exhibiting acts of courage and compassion in their communities by helping their neighbors and building bridges across communities. So let's get back to the work that you do. You said you started this about 10 years ago. Tell me about that.
So it actually started, there was a Facebook post around that time 10 years ago, and another mom had said, hey, what would happen if we showed up in Lithia Park with some soup? You know, would we get arrested? Would we, you know, be charged with, you know, what's the deal around that? And so a bunch of us started talking about it, and from that we created this meal in Pioneer Hall. And it was a big group of us. We actually called ourselves "We," which went "Wellness for Everyone" was our tagline back then. And from that, we did the Thanksgiving meal. We did a meal at Christmas time, and then the group sort of fizzled out a little bit. And then Jason and I didn't want it to fizzle. We were like, we just have to keep this going. This is so good. This community needs it.
You say Jason? I don't.
I'm sorry. That's my husband. Yeah, okay. My partner in crime, Jason Hauck. I couldn't do all of this without him for sure. And
so this is a family affair.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so from that, we just sort of kept it going and it grew. You know, we were doing once a week and then it became several times a week, five times a week, and now three times. So we try to fill in the gaps for food here. So right now there's a hot meal every day of the week between our three meals, and then community partners take on the other days.
And this is all in Lithia Park?
Well, our Thursday and Friday are in Lithia Park right now. In past years, we've been in Pioneer Hall. We're not allowed to be in there right now. The building's closed. So hopefully that will go back to, you know, being something we can use again. In the meantime, we are serving outside in the cold. And then on Sunday mornings, we're in the library.
Okay, so Pioneer Hall is closed.
Yes.
Is there some reason why it's closed?
They did some work on it. They did some renovations, and I don't really understand why it's still closed. I can't really explain that. It should be open. There's nothing in the building. It's just sitting there.
Okay, so, and that's across the street from Lithia Park.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, right next to our community center, too. Both of those buildings were recently remodeled.
So instead of serving in those buildings, you're serving in the cold.
That's correct, yeah. And that's rain or shine. Sometimes we're out there in the snow. In the hottest days, we're out there, although it's lovely there in the hottest days because there's sort of a breeze that always seems to blow through right there.
And usually you're out there for how long, from what time to what time?
The meal takes about roughly an hour and a half, up to an hour and a half, depending on what's going on and how many people we're serving and what else is going on that we're dealing with. About an hour.
You get there around what time?
3:30, yeah.
3:30 in the afternoon? 3:30 to 4:30. Okay. And so how many people do you typically serve?
Typically it's about 60 each meal, and then the library meals have been about 40.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
And so you're doing all this meal preparation?
I do a lot of it. And then I have volunteers that also do some of it. So, and then we have this wonderful relationship with the Ashland Community Food Bank, and they have a relationship with SOU, and SOU gives them all of their trays of food that come from the catering department, the leftovers, and those come to us. So it's this wonderful relationships that are built.
So this sounds to me like a ton of work. In addition to raising your family and cooking for your family, you're out there cooking for the community and bringing in the food, managing all the inventory. Managing all the food waste and cleaning up afterwards, the whole works. How many volunteers are required to help you do all this?
We have roughly about 12 each week that come and help serve, and some of them do cook and things like that. And some people just bring food and drop it off, and then they don't want to serve, and that's fine too. So really, we have volunteers that do an array of things.
Okay, and so you've been doing this for 10 years.
Yes.
Week in and week out.
Yep, without fail. We don't miss days.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. The day my mom passed away, we were in Pioneer Hall serving. We take this. This is like, it's more serious than a job for me. It's really a way of life. This is what we do.
A way of life.
Yeah.
So tell me, why? Why do you do this?
You know, people have helped us over the years, and I just feel like we're here to take better care of each other. That's really one of the things that I think that's what we're supposed to be doing. And so we call the Peace Meal, it's love in action. And it's hard to put into words, really, because it really goes beyond words.
How can the rest of this community, those who are in positions of power, wealth, influence, how can they help?
Well, first, I would hope that they would just come and visit us at the meal, because I think that if they could see it in action, you know, I think it would really change probably how they see, you know, everybody in town. You know, they could start building relationships with people and learn people's names. And then it's not just, you know, the poor or the unhoused. It becomes, well, hey, that's Tink. I know Tink, you know, and that's Billy, you know. And I just, that would be one way, you know, just come and learn about people. You know, don't stay in your office and come on out.
So that seems simple. The people who actually make decisions that affect the community writ large should come out and meet the people whose decisions are being affected.
Can you...
Or whose lives are being affected by their decision.
Can you imagine how much better things would be if that happened?
That's such a simple thing.
It is, yeah.
And food brings people together.
It does, yeah. That's one of the things. Food and it really feels like a family. Like we have this bigger family. And I think we all feel that when we're outside, even outside in the cold, so, you know, shoulder to shoulder, we still feel this sense of connection.
Well, why do you think that you were given the Courage Award? What is it about what you do that takes courage?
That is hard for me to answer, actually. You know, there are so many people doing other good work. I'm just me. I don't know.
You're very humble, but at the same time, we're all living in this community, and many of us are prioritizing our own lives, our own families, our own circles of influence. And yet you are prioritizing the community itself. And you've taken your family and brought them into this as a lifestyle.
That's true, yeah.
That is phenomenal. What drives you? What do you think about every day when you get up?
You know, part of it comes from our son passed away in 1998. And so part of it, when he died, I just wanted to find something deeper in my life. You know, you can work 9 to 5 and that's great. Everybody has to pay their bills, but there's more to life than that. And so I'm really fueled in memory of my son, Dylan. I think that really keeps me going.
Well, community transformation is hard work, often thankless. And this is one of those rare moments when a local hero is recognized and acknowledged for their dedication and selfless sacrifice. So thank you.
Thank you.
Now, as we close, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I just want, and there's an open invitation to anybody listening. You know, come join us in Lithia Park. We're out there today at 3:30. There's going to be chicken noodle soup. You don't want to miss that.
Don't want to miss that. And to all of you who are in positions of power, in positions of wealth and influence, come on out and spend some time with Vanessa Houck and her family and the community itself.
That would be wonderful, please.
Thank you so much for the work you do.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
My guest was Vanessa Houck of Ashland. She's a recipient of the Courage Award for her brave and selfless work in the Ashland community.